And now, boys and girls, the further adventures of Big John and Sparky. Today's chapter is entitled, An Interruption in the Mayor's Wedding. The big day had finally arrived. Mayor Plumfront was going to get married to the fabulously wealthy widow, Miss Daffodil Dilly. I was to be the best man. Yuki was in charge of the ushers, and it was to be a beautiful church wedding. Now, as today's episode begins, we start exactly where we left off yesterday. As you will recall, the mayor was about to step out into the church. He had missed his last chance in the last chance waiting room to call off the wedding.
Oh, me. Do I have to walk down the aisle with that little flower girl? Boy. Oh, I wish I didn't have to go through with this.
Oh, me, lad. I can see where you and me both feel the same way about this. But it's too late now. Too late now, lad.
Yes, it most certainly is. Now, Sparky, you run along. And remember, do just as the preacher said you should last night when we had our rehearsal. Remember?
Well, all right. But I don't like it.
Well, it's all right. You'll get used to it. And besides, it'll soon be over. Well, Mayor, won't be long now.
Oh, won't be long now, Mayor. You won't be a member of our bachelor's club anymore. No married men allowed in our bachelor's club. We're going to miss you.
Yeah. I'm going to miss you fellas, too.
Oh, Mayor. They're playing your song. Sounds like you to walk out to the altar and wait for your bride, Miss Dilly, to come up the aisle.
I look all right, Buster. I mean, is my tie on straight? Is my hair combed all right? Do you think I have on too much of this here lilac cologne?
Now, now, Mayor, don't be nervous. You look fine.
Yeah, you smell real fine, too, Mayor.
I think you smell real fine, too, Yuki.
Sorry, nobody's going to be looking at you anyway. Everybody will be looking at the bride.
I hope so. I do hope so.
Well, come on, fellas, let's go. Yuki and I will walk out into the church first, Mayor. You follow, all right?
Yeah, all right.
Say, I don't see the lamb walking down the aisle any place yet, thank God.
Well, he'll come down the aisle just before Miss Dilly, Yuki. Sparky and the little flower girl will be walking side by side.
That is, provided they don't get into a fight. I bet the lad won't like this one bit, will he, thank God?
Look at him. Even if he doesn't like it, he's going to go through with it, so don't worry.
Would you two fellas please mind not talking and concentrate on this here wedding ceremony?
Oh? We beg your pardon, Mayor.
Yeah, we pardon your begging, Mayor. Mayor's service was plenty good, think they got.
Yes. Well, I suppose we would be, too, if we were getting married. Well, anyway, here come the bridesmaids. Say, isn't that first girl in green pretty?
Yeah, real fine. That second girl is green, too. She's real pretty.
Well, looks like we're in luck, Yuki. The first girl is the one I will walk with, and the second girl is the one you will walk with.
Will you two fellas kindly hush up and please act a little bit refined at my wedding? My goodness, you're acting like a couple of kids.
All right, Mayor, all right, all right. Boy, is he ever nervous.
Say, how many pretty girls have they got this year wedding? There are two more girls walking in back of the first two. Look, one of them is in green, too. Hey, the fourth one is in pink.
Sure. The girl in pink is the maid of honor. So, you know, I'm the best man. I think she's the one that I'm going to walk with. Hey, she's real pretty, too.
Well, who are those four gals, thank God?
Don't know exactly.
But if you fellas must know, those there four bridesmaids are Miss Dilly's four charming sisters. Now, will you hush up?
All right, Mayor, all right. come Sparky and the little flower girl, Dilly Dilly. They look cute, don't they?
Yeah, they look like two little angels.
If you will look real close, I think you will notice that those there two little angels are kicking one another as they walk down the aisle.
What? Well, now, Mayor, Sparky would never kick a little girl. Hey, the little girl just kicked Sparky.
Well, what do you know about that?
Now, look at that. Sparky just reached over and pulled one of Dilly Dilly's curls. Just what is the big idea of that?
Looks like the two youngsters are having a little scrap while they walk down the aisle. Aren't they cute, though?
Well, I don't think it's so cute. I thought Sparky knew better than to act that way. This is disgraceful. Look at them.
Oh, my. The little girl just kicked Sparky. Little Sparky's blushing.
Yeah, he's blushing. Looks like love at first sight.
Say, isn't it taking Miss Dilly an awfully long time to enter the church from the vestibule and start down the aisle?
Yeah. She's letting an awful long space go between her and Sparky and the flower girl. Wonder what's holding her up.
I suppose something's happened to her, do you fellers?
No. She's probably just waiting for the right moment to make her dramatic entrance. After all, Mayor, this is her day.
Yeah. I thought it was going to be mine, too, but like you say, it's her day. Same time, I do wish that they'd come on. Oh, my gracious, what was that? Whoa.
Hey, that was a very disastrous sound of screaming. Something is amiss.
That was Mama Krausmeier screaming. Look, there she is standing back there in the doorway. She certainly looked excited.
Oh, come on, let's go back there and see what's wrong.
Yeah, I think we better. Maybe all this excitement has something to do with Miss Dilly.
Oh, my goodness, do you think something's happened to her, Buster?
I don't know, Mayor, but it's awfully odd that Miss Dilly hasn't made an appearance yet. Come on, let's go back there to the vestibule.
Well, the crossfire looks like she's going to faint.
She certainly is pale. Look at her face. My goodness, she is excited. Mama Krausmeier, what's the matter over there?
Hey, what's the matter, Peter? Why did Mama Krausmeier scream like that?
I don't know, Sparky. You just stay right where you are. I have something to talk to you about later.
Oh, I hope nothing has happened to my little Daffy Dilly. Where is she? I don't see her around here anyplace.
Mama Krausmeier, what is it? What happened over here? Now, just settle down. It's all right.
Oh, the cat.
What is it?
What a horrible thing has happened. Oh, my goodness, Big Cat. Oh, such a thing that has happened.
What is it? What is it, Mama Krausmeier? Where's Miss Dilly? What's happened to her?
Yes, where's my bride, Miss Dilly? What happened to her, Mama Krausmeier?
I'm trying to tell you.
Please tell us.
Oh, my goodness. I was standing back there, Miss Dilly. Miss Dilly,
yes.
Straightening out the dress before she walks down the aisle.
And
then I turn around, and I'm going to get maybe a pin off my purse. I'm going to pin up her pleat.
Yes, oh. Yes. Then what, Mama Krausmeier?
Well, I turn around when Miss Dilly, she's not there anymore. And when I think that maybe she is starting down the aisle, so I walk to the door to watch her walk up the aisle on the road to the altar to Mayor to get married.
Yes,
Mr. Yes, Mayor,
yes,
you know.
Yes, I know.
And then all of a sudden, I'm noticing Miss Dilly. She ain't walking down the aisle. If I look around, back there in the back, way up the church, on Miss Dilly ain't there.
So?
Yes, I'm wondering where Miss Dilly has gone to, and then I happen to look out the back door, and then I see it. And a man is running from the church toward the automobile parked out by the curb.
Oh, dear me.
And the man is running on carrying Miss Dilly, and she is kicking her legs and screaming. And the man throws Miss Dilly in the automobile, and the driver. Oh, this is horrible. What has happened?
Well, it looks like Miss Dilly has been kidnapped. But why?
Really? This is a kidnap? Boy, I never thought this wedding would turn out this way. Oh, yippee! Excitement at last. Oh, boy. as Mayor Plumfront decided to get married now, because this wedding has turned out to be exciting. Boy, Miss Dilly was kidnapped right out of the church. Now, isn't that something? Hey, now we'll really have some excitement trying to solve the mystery. Looks like we'll be playing detective again. Yeah, this is going to be fun. Well, I'd better go and start getting busy on this case. So I'll see you later, kids. I mean, unless you... Well, yeah, I'll see you later. So long.